The fully geek. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome everybody to episode 193 of the Fully Geek Pod. You have the full squad inside.
Come on.
Evening gents. Good day, good morning. Whatever time you listen to this. What's going on, people?
What's going on?
All good, man. All good.
Yes, all good.
Great weekend. You?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm not gonna lie to you. Hay fever is doing its best. So if I sound a little croaky today, I apologize. If my nose starts running, man, then you need to let me know because I'm not going to be looking like an idiot on YouTube. So I have tissues, I have everything here. But
just to do a cold, just be like that.
Yeah, just whatever it is, just let me know. I mean, but yeah, nah, it's all good. It's all good in the hood, man.
And happy birthday, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, welcome, you, welcome. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. I'm officially, I cannot rinse you, man, no more.
I cannot
laugh after you. I cannot say you, man, are old. I've officially hit the milestone.
The 40-odd squadron, man.
Yeah, man. Welcome.
We should change it to the 40 geek pod.
What can you imagine?
Leave your comments down below.
share your thoughts. We'll do a poll.
We'll put a poll on Spotify. Let us know. But
how do you feel though? Like being 40 now, you've
hit... one day in. What are you saying, bro?
What?
No, one day in. I'm just backing you up.
Marlon, you're fine, bro.
You are today now. What?
No, you're fine, bro. Don't let the man do your shine, bro.
No. He just shouting, and I was like, oh, bro.
He didn't shout, bro. He just spoke, bro.
Nobody was about it. Get me.
Just let us know, bro. But one day in, it feels all right. Apart from hay fever, I'm good, man. But this hay fever thing is doing its bits right now, man.
But my missus described it as like, imagine you want to sneeze, but like you want to sneeze badly, but nothing, like don't sneeze. That's how it feels. I'm like, okay.
It's good over exaggeration.
Yeah,
I don't know. Bro, I'm going to be honest with you. This year, to me, feels like this is some mutation going around, bro. This is like some hay fever / COVID / summer flu. I'm feeling properly.
Plus Ebola.
Yeah, bruv. The thing up here, bruv. Like, I'm taking every different medication. I went to the chemist today, the pharmacy in Tesco's, and they recommended me one called Alivia.
They what?
They recommended me.
Oh, okay.
One called Alivia. Yeah.
When you hit 40, yeah? You lose your speech, everything. It started.
Bruv, I'm properly, I feel like that. I don't even know if I can work tomorrow, if I'm being honest with you. And you know me.
It's not that deep, bruv. Come on.
Oh, just be careful you don't wake up and like you just go to some cocoon, bruv, and just wake up like some T-Rex dog or something.
Imagination's crazy, you know.
You know what the thing is, yeah? Like everyone laughs at me dog. Because they say to me like, it's not that bad. Bruv, if you lot knew how I felt right now, this is not even on a man flu thing. This is on a serious thing, bruv.
Yeah, you know what? I don't want to laugh at you because I know I could get it. Everyone's sitting in front of me. It comes to you anytime.
This is, I've never felt like this before in my life.
Yeah.
Like I'm drowsy, I'm falling asleep in lesson. Say again?
That was a bit loud. Hey, people, you shouldn't feel ill though.
No, you do. So what it is, it's your white blood cells, it's your body's immune system is responding to the allergens, isn't it? So what happens is, for example, you start to get an increase of mucus in your nose and in the back of your throat. So what's happening is the post-nasal drip that's now affecting my throat, which is now feeling like my throat is closing.
That's a sinusitis all of a sudden.
I used to have hay fever bad as a kid. Like I used to wake up and literally not be able to open my eyes. Yeah. I had to go to the bathroom, run water, hot water to literally open the eyes. So, yeah, hay fever.
What happened?
I didn't feel ill. I was never like, do you know what? I know what you mean, mate. I know what you mean.
Yeah. It's just, what it is, the main thing is, I'll be honest with you, is I can't breathe. If I could breathe, I'd be cool. But it's just because I'm congested. This is all it is. I did take a COVID test and it's fine. Like I'm negative. So it's cool. Like it's not, that's what I'm saying. It's not that. That's making sure. I mean, I know told me don't bother, but I did what it's fine.
See, my whole congestive area is mad. Like from childhood. Like for example, I used to get a lot of mucus and snot, you know what I mean, when I was little. Oof. Even during summer, my mom would be like, what's wrong with you? Like, why is your nose always running? And I don't know, do you know what I mean? And like, so she took me, went to hospital, took my tonsils out, everything, yeah. And it hasn't been proven or I haven't gone for tests, but I don't think I can smell 100%.
Yeah,
I don't think I can smell. So I don't know if because my, I got a lot of mucus, whatever. I don't know if the pollens can't get through or what. I don't know. Yeah.
That's a bit of a mad one. Like I said, it is what it is. But we move. Do you know what I mean? We got a podcast to do, so I made sure I stayed on. I'd also like to publicly shout out you, man. Shout out Jeanette. Shout out all of them for doing a surprise party for me. I didn't know nothing about it. It was an actual surprise. And no, I was very grateful. Thank you. Thank you for attending.
My question is, did you get a Kit Kat Chunky back though?
Nah, and you know what, yeah? I did actually get Kit Kat Chunky back, yeah? Because Ola gave me what do you call them things? Well, there's lots of different presents in one.
I thought you were going to say something else, but yeah, go on.
I know what you mean. I can't remember the words.
Yeah, she gave one of those and it had like some Kit Kat Chunky.
Hamper.
I was going to say Pamper, but that's why it sounded like
you did.
Yeah, a hamper. She didn't pamper, man. But she gave me a hamper with Kit Kat Chunkies. And I'm not impressed that she announced that to the world, bro. That's rude.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I called her up. I called her up and I didn't know she was there. So I just called her up and I said, yo, did you eat one of my Kit Kat Chunkies, bro? Like, just a normal conversation that you have with your missus. Just a normal one. Like, you left the chocolate in the fridge. It's not there no more. I've seen the wrapper in the bin. I'm like, did you eat my Kit Kat Chunky? He's like, start stirring. All of this. I was like, all right, cool, whatever. She then took herself and announced on the mic, oh, Nathan's still at home. He just asked me about if I ate his Kit Kat Chunky. Yeah, well. And he got everyone laughing at me. That's what it was about. Love in particular apparently was busting up. So
I was.
Uncontrollably. But yeah, that's what it was. But yeah, nice. All good, man. But that, yeah, 40. Let's keep it moving, man. Life begins at 40, they say.
It sure does. It sure does.
Yeah.
Good boy.
You enjoy yourself, though, yeah?
I did very much so. Some of the videos are a bit embarrassing, but I did.
There was nothing embarrassing.
No, nothing was too embarrassing. Come on, there was nothing. I mean, I behaved myself.
Yeah.
I didn't fall asleep maybe at the end, but I was good.
If I do say so, it's a beautiful event.
Thank you.
Shout out Livs, DJ Liv, Livers.
Yeah, man.
What's his name now? Is it Liv Rowdy or Livers? I don't know.
I heard Rowdy, so it must be something Rowdy. Yeah,
Liv Rowdy, yeah. Yeah, shout out DJ Liv Rowdy.
Mike.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I think Mike had the I've never seen Mike smile like that before in my life. I think the last time I saw him smile, well, I think it was his 40th, when he was up and he was emceeing in the booth. Yeah, I think that was probably the happiest I've seen him in a long time, bro.
Yeah, he was in his element, 100%.
Wow. Yeah, fully in his element.
Nah, that's like I said, it was just nice to see, man. It was nice to see everyone bubbling, everyone smiling, everyone jumping. Yeah, man. So, how else was you lot's weeks? Everything all right? The weather seems to have slightly changed.
Bruv, the weather is bipolar stuff going on.
Bruv, bipolar on steroids, bruv.
Electric heater is on.
Really?
Bruv, what do you mean, really?
I ain't gone that far yet, bro.
No, electric heater. I didn't say the central heating. Electric heater, bro.
The booster. Okay. Little one that you plug in.
Yeah, man. Nah, it makes no... You're selfish, Summer. You're selfish. What's this? Why am I experiencing funny weather?
The morning was cold. I was like, I had to go back and put my hoodie on. I'm like, nah, man, it's cold.
Yeah, I was mowing the lawn today and I was finished, bro. Like, burning up, must have been on flames.
That's what I mean. The afternoon was hot. I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah.
In the morning, gate duty is not the one right now. It's cold, but by the evening, it's all right.
Yeah.
You don't really know what to wear, what have you.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we're meant to be in summer.
Yeah.
Look, I'll just be happy if we have an extended summer. So by the time October comes, it's still hot, November, hot, and then Christmas. And what could you want?
Yeah, if we could have we had a good one last year, though, wasn't it? Was it the year before?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, last year was strong. Last year was strong, you know.
If we could have a strong summer again, I'll be happy.
I remember it rained all the time. Yeah. It didn't rain for like a good 2 months or something like that.
You're right.
That was. I remember saying I don't remember a summer like that in my life.
Yeah, man.
I think maybe when I was in primary school, but I don't remember a summer like that.
I think it was last summer, you know, because I think last summer, it was.
I
moved from wearing like chinos and that to chino shorts at work. I was rocking shorts for like since June to July, just straight shorts every day. Yeah. Teachers looking at me, I'm looking back at them like, what was happening there?
We had those days where it's like 40 odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
And everyone's panicking, boy.
Water hose pipe band, them kind of thing there.
To be fair, I had to just check in. Summer starts on the 21st of June.
It's officially the 21st of June because that's after the longest day of the year and then it starts to go down. The summer solstice. It's not
been that bad, really.
Yeah, it's the summer solstice, the 21st of June. Sorry, I don't know why I'm just trying to be that scientific today. All right, anyway, guys. Also, sorry, before we start, Kel, is there Kel's run of the week this week?
Not really, but bruv, like, the bugs are out on a madness. Bruv, my car's full of bug juice everywhere.
Oh, like when you're driving?
Yeah.
It's basically you're a murderer.
But you live in a sticks, though, isn't it? So you're gonna get those mutated animals.
But the spray ting doesn't work, bro. Like I'm doing the spray ting on the winch and stuff. Like
it's making
the juice is like it's sticky and bro, it's not going nowhere. It's making it worse. I don't, what kind of beetle juice is going in here, man?
You may have to increase your top up the windscreen washers. You might have to top it up.
Nah, I got to think really.
Them bugs are mutated, but they're resisting it now. They'll just drink it, bro.
Yeah. And I'm scared. You know, I'm scared now, yeah? Because, like, I got a car today. Basically, to cut long story short, there was a chair that my missus hires out in it. It's like some Royal African chair. But anyway, she hires it out. And I think the person she hired it out to, I feel they kept it in the chair in the garden or something or somewhere in it. So it's been in the car overnight. So I'm not going to the car today yet.
Yeah, bare bugs.
I see bare little baby spiders. I'm like, whoa, where's the mum? I said, the mum is somewhere, boy. Bare little spiders do little webs. I'm like, nah. The mum's somewhere, man. I'm shocked. I'm not going to drive here, and she's going to dangle down.
No, it's supposed to come on your shoulder like that, from behind.
Trust me, where do you think you're going?
You better get that car washed, boy. In and out, bro.
Yeah, proper.
But so that's why you made that sound like alien, bro.
I know. Trust me, eggs everywhere, you know.
But it's inside of you now.
I know, I'm scared.
Oh my God, no, I don't know if you see it. I don't know, because none of you really on my snap. But Murph saw it. He just finds a spider in my house the other day.
Oh, I don't even know how you have time to narrate.
Nah, Kel, imagine, yeah? I was lying down in my bed, yeah? And I looked up to the ceiling, yeah? Just looked up randomly. And I saw this black thing. And I thought, what is that? So I'm thinking, no, hold on, is that a spider? Because it looks humongous.
What was it saying?
That was in my bedroom. My bed. I said, no. Bro, it was humongous. Like, you know, even when I zoom in, like, it's proper.
It was chunky, bro. I had detail in it and everything.
Well, the legs muscular, yes.
Yeah. Tattoos.
It's began body works.
I said tattoos.
The man said body works, you did. Man said body works gym as well.
Bro, it's began body works gym, bro. I had to get the Hoover. No ramping. I'm not going to mess
it up. Nah, don't squash that.
No, I'm not squashing it. So I'm gonna try and throw a shoe at you. You're going to look at me, throw the shoe back. I'm moving it up. And then you know you got to Hoover stuff afterwards, like, in case it's stuck in the Hoover.
Yeah. Some penny coins.
Yeah, penny coins, rice.
Lick it down.
Rice, all that stuff.
Machine gun that bitch.
That's what I did, bro.
Shout
out spiders. Normally I let them outside, but this one wasn't.
I always tell my son, like, spiders are good, but they kill flies. Don't worry, man, it's good.
Spider-Man.
If they're in a house, you murdered them, bro. Is it instant?
Straight.
No, but we will talk more about spiders later. I know we've been speaking about it for the past couple of weeks. The whole Dirty Boy Schofield and Holly Willoughby. But Holly Willoughby returned to work this week. She returned to this morning.
And how are you feeling?
As soon as she came back, they lost 200,000 viewers after her statement.
Is it?
Apparently so, bruv. Bruv, she came back on some, how are you feeling? I know that these things, I was thinking, you know, like, I just, obviously I don't watch it, so I'm at work, innit? So I've seen the interview, I'm thinking, who's she talking to? Like, I thought she was talking to someone. Bruv, she was talking to us.
Us, bruv.
Us, she wants to know if we're all right. Bruv,
when it's finished.
She's finished. She might as well allow it. She might as well allow this morning as well, bruv.
When I saw the headline come out, I thought it was like Holly Willoughby's like leaving or something. But yeah.
You know, I've got my head, you know, that show. Like, what's it called? No, like, you know, was it?
Take me out.
Yeah. So she spoke.
Bruv, that's how literally it was. The statement was nonsense.
True.
It was nonsense. And then she was like, oh no, because obviously we care about Philip and his mental health. And I just think it's wrong. I just feel like people are just abusing the whole situation.
But she didn't even say Philip. She just said Phil, and that was the one time she said it.
Yeah,
it
said Phil. Else.
Yeah, and day.
Like, yeah, she was. She was describing him as they.
Yeah.
Them. Which is fine, but I didn't know that Philip identified as they and them.
I don't know if he does, though. Well, I don't know.
Like, I
kind of felt like she didn't want to bring herself to say his name. Like, it was hard to say his name, innit?
But I still think what they're upset about, she's upset that she feels he lied to her.
I know. No one's
bringing... I'm upset that you're troubling Little Pickney. That's what I'm saying. Upset about.
No one's talking about this. Everyone's talking about their affair, his mental health. Like all this nonsense. I'm like, hold on, am I missing something here? He was caught in a restaurant when the guy was 11 years old, 10, 11.
Yeah, bro, that's what I mean. It's like, that kind of thing. Like, I didn't groom him. I waited until he was a proper legal age. That makes you even wrong. Do you know what? It sounds bad, yeah? I would have even, no, it sounds bad. Like, I'm not going to say that, yeah? But if he had done the thing when the boy was young, then your wrong is wrong. But I feel like this is premeditated. Because you waited until he was of an age
standard.
And then did it. So I feel like you know what I mean? It's like you're trying to control your urges.
Man, I can't a joke. I can't that's a dirty joke now. I guess it must be to midnight, like, no, but yeah.
Is there a pause in that?
No, I was going to say, I feel this waiting for midnight on his 16th birthday. Like, come on.
11:59. Hold on one second. Yeah, now. So how you doing?
No, what? Man, it's wrong. So you know that guy, that YouTuber, did he release that video at the time he kept it?
No, he released it ages ago. That video's old video.
I know. So at the time he released it, still. But no one said nothing at the time. No one really
because it's just Philip Schofield with a kid not knowing anything.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
It's out of context, so you can just think, oh, that could be I don't know. He's doing them programs nephew could be meet my hero, whatever it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's the fact he was trying to say that he only started chatting to him because he wanted to get into TV and all that stuff. But as a big man, I don't think you should be befriending any of these kids, bro.
Nah, not at all.
Do you get me?
Especially taking him out for lunch without his parents. Yeah. Nah, man.
Send him to a YouTube video, bro. Or, like, do you know what I mean? Like, you must have someone, in the company that deals with that kind of stuff.
But this is what I'm saying. We all know what it was about. We all know grooming. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? We all know what he was doing, which makes it even more nasty. Because I didn't know about that. I had no idea about that, man.
He's like the man in the chicken shop, bro.
Huh?
He's like the man in the
chicken
shop.
What do they do?
So, like, that's how... So, you see, like, most of these youths now that are doing, like, road and that, like, that go country and all that kind of thing, yeah? The drugs, the runners, yeah? That's how... There's a whole thing, so there's, like, a whole thing with what they call chicken shop grooming. So, like, say, for example, you four go chicken shop, yeah? Akel, you ain't got the money to buy chicken and chips, for example, but these men always buy chicken and chips. Me as an older, I'm in a chicken shop. I see that you never get chicken and chips.
Okay.
So I say to you, yeah, bruv, get yourself some chicken and chips. Mm. All of a sudden, I'm now your brethren. Oh, bruv, maybe just hold that for me.
Now you owe me, innit?
Yeah. Those kind of things. And that's literally what he was doing.
Yeah.
That sounds similar to that. I don't know if he's ever watched that Three Girls series, that mini series on BBC One, where the young girls were getting groomed. And, like, I think it happened, like, in the chip shop. Like up north, isn't it? Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, it's always that's like that famous thing, like they always do it. And that's what I'm saying. Even the roadman, it sounds like they're groomers, bro.
You're not getting
all these youths to go and do badness for you. You're grooming them.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah. They're actually, the kids now are being charged for form of grooming and form of grooming.
Mm.
Like, a lot of these kids that go missing, that's where they're gone. They're gone country. Dude.
Yeah.
All this nonsense, man.
But yeah, that's what it is for me. I just feel like... But also, I don't think you could have written this as a story or a film better than this come out. Like, you hear about his brother. He tries to denounce his brother. He's like, my brother didn't tell me. He played the gay card. You know, he's played every card, bro. Yeah. Now he actually said Caroline Flack, bro. Like,
yeah, he stepped so deep down. I know how she's like, really?
Like, really? That's mad.
He's vaping to show everyone he's stressed.
Yeah, bro. He was vaping for the madness, bro. That's come on, bro.
Look. You did what you did. And it's a coincidence that his brother's stuff came out at the same time his stuff come out.
Yeah. Oh, no, the parents, like, I want to know what was going on in that house, man.
Right. Same thing I was about to say. I'd like to know the situation with their parents, with those kids growing up.
Yeah.
Is there a bigger picture? Does it fall down from... Do you know what I mean?
Wrong is wrong. But, I don't know. Let's see how it kind of pans out. But yeah, I think this morning might even have to disband for Look at Peace, man. They had my girl on there crying the other day as well.
Alison.
But yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, Alison's my people, them, so I'm not going to rip her. I mean, but that's old school, big brother. But it's a lot. I just feel like no one's really kind of letting them know how society is feeling, and they just got to.
Eamon Holmes.
Eamon Holmes, I feel like, again, I feel like...
He's an ambitious thing, boy.
But that's what I'm saying. I feel like a lot of them are using it to I don't know, man, to elevate themselves. Do you know what I mean?
Potentially. However...
Or it could be... He could be generally angry.
Yeah, what he's saying from what I've seen so far, is absolute facts. And I couldn't agree more.
He's also on a thing, because remember ITV, what do you call it? Dub him and his wife as well, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like you're a little bit. I feel like this is almost like when Richard Keys starts speaking. You know, when Richard Keys starts talking about Arteta, you're a bitter man, fam. Like, you're a bitter man, isn't it? Like, you did something bad. You spoke about the girls on Sky Sports. You got fired, and now you're just trying to take out everyone.
Mm. Okay, there's something malicious to it.
Yeah.
I get that, but he's got every right to come out and say what he's got to say, because at the end of the day, what the problem is the nation is not necessarily putting the whole blame on Philip Schofield.
They're
trying to wean the way out of it. But he's trying to wean his way out of it, and the media are trying to not as go as hard as what they would do to a normal Joe Bloggs or someone else.
You know the media's trying to deflect on now? This Izzy guy.
Mizzy. Well, bruv, that was the link, bruv. Because so I look great at Mizzy, bruv. Like, obviously, Mizzy's a youth man, like 18 years old. I think he's doing a madness, if I'm not going to lie to you. I think certain topics he's a madness.
Who's advising him?
I don't know. Guy, but the thing was, that whole interview with Andre Walker, yeah? Was it Andrew Walker?
Mm-hmm.
When he started screaming at him.
Yeah.
Know yourself, innit? Like, he's still a child, bruv. He lost it. And I just felt like, I don't know who's clout chasing. Is it the TV companies are clout chasing? Is it Mizzy clout chasing? Because when I heard Mizzy's apology, he's like, social media's not real, innit? Like, he's saying, you wouldn't know about me. The TV companies are trying to use me. That's why I'm on here. I'm on the platform, blah, blah, blah. And then when I saw the whole little outburst, I'm thinking, is this even real? You can't. Way you're looking at her, I was thinking, bro, you ain't looking
That felt look, kind of look, staged.
It looked staged.
I don't know if it was staged, you know.
I don't think it was staged.
The look.
He felt it was staged. I'm not saying it was, but he felt it was staged.
The thing is, yeah, the way that because, you know, it was just that, like, little clip.
Yeah.
When he looked at him, it's like, they play it so, like, the context is just not there. And when you watch the whole thing, it's like, yeah, like, it's just behaving like a little ass, basically, isn't it?
Yeah.
You just turn around looking at him, thinking, like, why are you doing that? You look like an idiot. But that's not a threatening look. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't say that it's anything like, it's just like, look, like, you know, why are you looking at me like that? I'm like, you know what I mean? It's like, don't switch about it. But I think that Andrew guy was just like, you know what? You know, you're just holding your, like, you're just, like, getting composure in the situation. Mm-hmm. It's like, hate this guy. I just want to switch him in. Like, and he just lost it.
He's like, I want my 5 second, 5 minutes of fame, bro. Bro, after all of that, yeah.
He should get fired for that, you know.
Yeah, bro. Then you even hear the man in the background. What did he say?
He's losing it.
Like, who's kicking off? Like, why would you say that? And then it's the woman next to Andrew just getting so excited by it.
It's weird.
Calise.
Just leave the boy alone, man. No more interviews, no more nothing, man.
Look, end of the day, the boy's stupid, right? That's factual. What he's doing, the activity that he's doing is stupid. Yeah. I wouldn't advise anyone to go and do what he's doing.
Of course.
Do you get what I mean? Yeah. But I don't mind him going on national TV. But look, he needs to read from a dictionary or read from a book or something. I can't deal with it. Honestly, I don't like that. I saw that part of the interview that you just mentioned, and it's like, I can't take him no more. Yeah. I can't, because I feel embarrassed for him. Because I'm thinking, like, if that was my cousin and my nephew, it's like, do you know what I mean? It's like, no, you can't do that. You have to come correct.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we're already at that stage with black people where we're just like, they stop doing that because you're just embarrassing us, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're going to, you know what? Maybe he does have an important message to say, but you're on the platform now, you're on TV, you're getting attention. Just behave normal now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, like, have your little persona, but just don't start, like, you're old enough. Well, that's the...
Yeah.
But,
He's 18.
No, but he's still young, isn't it? Like, he's still
100%. But we all 18. Like, come on, they're 18, bruv. I've flown half around the world by myself. I've gone to college. You know what I mean, yeah. I live by myself at one point. I just think to myself, like, he needs to.
And he's a dad as well. He's a father as well.
Oh, is he dead?
Yeah, not that. That really makes so much. Probably a father, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but, so you're right, Rich. It is embarrassing. It's like, that's why I'm like, you know what? No, this ain't. This doesn't feel nice to watch him.
Yeah, it's a real struggle, and I've, to be honest, I've actually switched off on it. Anything about it, I just block it.
Yeah,
because I don't want to see any more about it, because it just frustrates me that I feel that no one is around him to kind of like help him. But there are people reaching out to him, because I have seen a few things prior to that actual interview and saying, "Oh, happy to help him out if he needs guidance or whatever," but I don't think he's taking it. And I don't think he's that smart enough to take that guidance, because he's too immature. He's not in the right stage. Yeah. And he probably, in years to come, we'll probably find out about him. He will probably have an interview and say, "I wish I took all the advice, all the guidance."
It may even be forgotten by that time, to be fair. I can't.
Boy, listen, social media don't allow you to be forgotten.
No, but like, I mean, if he tries and comes back, like, then it will come back again. But like, I don't think he's like enough of a presence to be like, I don't know. Yeah, it's just basically regarded as a silly little child, isn't it? Basically,
but
people just exploit it.
I'm definitely against the whole prank culture.
I don't mind pranks in the sense of particular pranks, but with the pranks he's doing are very extreme.
Nah, but I think any of that kind of prank shock culture. So I go back to even like Jackass, like, that's all prank, like shock culture. I think it's weird, man.
There's only one. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's this guy. Yeah, I don't know if he's a millionaire, or whatever, but he gets like new iPhones or the latest Apple phones, and he walks around with his hand out, and a lot of people are saying no, but if you shake his hand, like, he'll give you an iPad. I mean, Apple phone. Do you know what I mean? It's calm, isn't it? Those kind of things is calm.
But why is that's not really a YouTube prank, shorts. Though? You know what I mean? That's not a prank. Do you know what I mean?
That's not a prank. Yeah.
Like, it's like we spoke about last week. Yeah, the pranks are the ones where they want to start looking at your girl and they want to fake beef and then start shouting, "No, the camera's there! The camera's there!" It's them ones.
Hmm.
No, yeah. Look, I'm for light-hearted pranks, innit?
Bro, let a brother come in your house, bro. I'd invite him to sit down on your couch talking about, oh, it's such and such here. See if the person leaves your house.
I have to agree with Nate on the prank thing because sorry, I don't know, I've been quiet, but I feel like pranks are, there's always like the victim in it. It's always to make someone look dumb. Like always, there's always someone that's kind of has the bad end of the stick in a prank, except for like what Kel was saying with the phone kind of thing. Yeah, I'm not for.
Yeah, I just don't, that's what it is. I just don't know it. The embarrassment, man. I just don't like, why are you embarrassing people on the internet, bro?
I hate it when dad, and the guy's following the guy like, dad. Yeah. I hate that shit, man.
No, but do you know what?
It's always an uncle, bro.
But the uncle reacts in a way. It's just like, uncle, allow it, innit? You don't need to react in that way, innit?
But I've told him to shut up and keep it moving. I caught some run across the road talking about, you're not my son, you're not my child.
Yeah, and the thing is, he actually thinks he's going to pay CSA and whatever he's going to pay, bro.
No, but you know why he's doing that, innit? It's because uncle thinks himself, shit, could that be one of my children? That's why he's stupid. You know like that? He's like, rah, is it really? Like, he's questioning. You know, not most man, you're like, no.
Bro, your past could catch you, though.
That one time in band camp. That's crazy, bro. Is there anything else we get on? Oh, I just want to big up Man City. I hope you lot go for the treble this Saturday against Inter Milan.
Man United, you bowled it. Sorry, Malimar. But they bowled it.
You're good, bro.
Was it like 20 seconds or something? Like 15 seconds?
No, it's not for that, bruv. What's Man United's go-to?
It was a treble.
Treble. That's their go-to. Now, you got a chance to stop your rival from getting the treble. And you collapse. You like, there's no fight. Or the last second you want to try and fight. Ah, man. Get out of here.
But that was, again, like I said, it was their own fault. When they started talking about they want them to win the league, serves you right, my brother.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the league title was the first one of the three.
Yeah, man.
But if Lukaku...
No. Inter's whack. Inter's whack.
Yeah, 100%. But you know that he's linking, what's her name, innit?
I know. Megan Thee Stallion.
So cakes. Hamburger. So it might, you know what I mean? It might spur him on, bruv.
You get me. Trust me. Spur him on,
but I do think Man City will win it.
Oh yeah, 100%.
They should. They're all firing cylinders.
Yeah.
I know it's a one-off game. Everyone says it's not about form, but look, those guys are on form.
Yeah, I'm
trust me.
Taking everyone apart.
Good ones on some steroids, bro. I don't know what he's taking. Yeah.
Allegedly.
No. But do you know what? Pep is just using his squad well. Gundogan, he's just used him in the second half of the season, really.
And De Bruyne. Do you remember De Bruyne didn't play for like 10 games? Yeah,
exactly. And everyone at FPL were crying.
God, spoken like a true champion.
I know. Get out of here, man.
Crying, yeah.
Get out of here.
Also, shout out West Ham. They got Fiorentina tomorrow.
Yeah.
Big game.
Good luck to them, man.
Your West Ham flies on that side houses, you know.
I'm trying to say. The thing is, I actually want West Ham to win it.
Live, isn't it? Yeah.
I want West Ham to win it.
Of course, I want West Ham to win it.
You're an ex-West Ham season ticket holder, so of course you do.
I know. I was a pup I am as well.
I know.
Lions! Pussy ass.
Who won the Europa League the other day? That was on Saturday.
Politics.
I got to say, you man make me laugh. That's what I'm going to say.
Like, who's even got to
work? You can't help it. I said that. Quick, Man City, quick. But it's funny.
All right, guys. That program that you man could talk about for 5 minutes has come on. So, do you want to introduce us to the program?
What? Love Island?
Come on.
Wait. Hang on. Before Love Island, does anyone know about this Cosby issue that's happening? They're messing with brother Cosby again. I don't know if anyone knows
again?
This. Some woman's come out, so they're trying to get him back on trial. Check that up, Nate. I know you're gonna check it, but apparently in some state in America that they're making a new law where you can go back further to bring up these charges. Like
not in a bad way, but Cosby, bro, just lay to rest now, bro. Like, it's too much for him.
The woman said. We was out for drinks and blah, blah, blah. And he offered me a pill and I took it. And then I started feeling, first of all, I'm not like saying this didn't happen or,
but if
why are you taking a pill that he's offering you? Like, you don't, it's not, I don't understand.
It wasn't a paracetamol. It wasn't a paracetamol.
You know what I mean? Like, you didn't have a headache. He offered me this pill and I took it and then I felt woozy and dizzy.
You weren't suffering from hay fever. He didn't offer you a hay fever tablet. Come on. And apparently it's an ex-Playboy buddy.
Yeah. That's the one.
An ex-Playboy buddy. And she was born in the death of her son in 1969. And it was during this time that she was drugged and sexually assaulted.
So she says.
What year was it?
1969.
Oh, fuck off.
Why are you bringing that up now?
No, sorry, that's
the fact that she even said it.
No, but to be fair, if it happened, and then she's brave enough to come out and say something about it. However,
54 years though.
Why is she brave now? It's like the Emmett Till woman.
Again, I question the timing.
Yeah.
I question the timing. However, I don't know, mate.
What's the motive? Like Nate just said, what's the motive for all this coming out again now? Why didn't she do it when she was in trial at that time? Why now? Yeah. But he got away. Let me try. That doesn't even make sense.
So, how old is Bill Cosby now?
83? 85. Loud and clear, man.
But man, just dismiss, bruv. I beg you, because these men are trying to... These men want you to die in the most ugliest way. So, bruv, I beg you, just lay down in your bed and just meet the Lord, bruv. Car. It's long, man.
Yeah, I think so, brother. Like I said, I don't know if he did it, but I do think around them times, there's probably lots of things that people were doing around them time. Like it was that era, the hippie era, the drugs, all of that kind of stuff. I think it was probably normalized at them times. But for you to say
I don't think that's ever normalized, to be honest.
No, but what I meant is in the sense of
Hippie times is like smoking weed and gay.
Yeah, but they pills, all of that kind of stuff. People are into them things.
Yeah, not sleeping pills.
That was probably normal, but the assault.
No, 100%.
That's not right.
I'm not accepting that at all. But I'm just saying, I think of those generation, they were probably used to those things. If that made sense, I don't know what they were doing, but it seems weird to me that he would. You're big Bill Cosby, and you can only sleep with people by drugging them.
And he's got kids, right? And stuff. So.
Yeah.
Thank you. He was
married, right?
You say that, you know, but it's probably that you don't even want to sort of try and we want to have the conversation about trying to sleep with the person. Just wants to sleep with the person.
If you think about Chris Brown, Chris Brown have to have a conversation with any chick that he wanted to sleep with? Would he really have to have a conversation? We're talking about Bill Cosby back in the day. Like, he was the biggest comedian in the world at one point. Then he brought out the Cosby Show. It's all about money for certain people. I'm not talking about this case in particular. I'm just saying generally. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, he was. I don't know, man. I just think you're big Bill Cosby, bruv. Like, you're big Bill Cosby. You think Kevin Hart, I just don't know, man. I think those kind of people, I'm not saying.
The Mike Tyson thing as well, sorry, Nate. But
yeah, I just think it's a lot, man. I don't know. But again, like I said, wrong is wrong, and I don't advocate any of those things. You get me?
It's my opinions again. I'm not advocating. I'm not saying what he did it. I'm not saying he didn't. It's just a damn shame.
Yeah, and obviously, if you are somebody that's listening to the podcast, and you have gone through anything like this, we do apologise, and there are people out there that you can talk to and do go and seek help. Okay? The Fully Geek Pod don't endorse those things, we're just personal opinion, and we're not belittling how you feel.
Just conversate.
You guys are reading from serious documentation, boy, but big up anyway.
Such a
plump. Another views or opinions.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's like...
what's that thing called? You're reading from
the disclaimer.
Do you know what I mean?
So I'm just making sure. All right, you lot, you got your 5 minutes. Go to what's going on there?
But Manstrom, you kind of took man off the rails and all sorts. But anyway, let's bring it back. Love Island has returned.
Come on.
Remember,
we always give it a chance. We'll watch it till if it's rubbish, we'll watch it no more. That's all.
Was the last one in South Africa or something? I can't remember. Yeah. I'm just trying to be interested.
Let us start. Then you can ask.
Go ahead. Sorry, my bad. I apologize. Let me mute myself.
No, no, to be fair, Nate, look, I'm not one to start an argument, but I do not appreciate you interrupting when I'm talking about the show. I know you've put yourself on mute and you can say whatever you want behind the mic and no one can hear you, but I don't think it's right. Please do not interrupt again, yourself and Marlon.
Brother, we apologize.
Sorry, bro.
Thank you. Apologies. Like I said, people, it has returned. Love Island has returned.
Yeah, man.
Maya Jama has returned in outfits you would not believe.
Jeez.
Outfits you would not believe.
Be true and everything.
Listen, this, you know what, yeah? When it came on yesterday, I said to myself, should I watch it? Of course I have to watch it.
She made you watch it.
Yes. Oh, brother Kel, tell me, what was your thoughts on Love Island?
It's an interesting bunch. I can see there's gonna be a lot of arguments, a lot of tension, a lot of chemistry going on. Like that Jess girl, she's troubled already. I can smell trouble with Jess.
The Essexy one.
Yeah, the blonde one.
I can
smell trouble with her. Do you know what I mean? Like she's got. I don't know her, but I think she's been about town. You could tell. Do you know what I mean? Like she's been about town, isn't it?
She's been about town. You know, man knows.
Yeah, that's a bit harsh, girl.
She's been offering herself in Basildon. Yeah.
I'm not saying that, but yeah, this is the vibes I'm getting from her. Do you know what I mean? You know what? Like, how do you feel about the public? Like, I'm not against it, but how do you feel about the public always just choosing black or black
couple? Look, like, bro, I prefer that. The reason why...
No, I do, but why? Like, is that a form of racism in a way? Is that a form of racism, do you reckon?
Potentially. Potentially. Because, look, end of the day, right? It's gonna happen. Because what happened previous years, and you could tell it was like
forced
when they mixed a black person with a white person, and you can tell there was no chemistry. They should not be put together at all, and you knew from the get go they're going to be drifting. So yeah. I would rather them be together at first and decide to drift apart naturally. Instead of having that awkward moment, it's just like, you know, when you know, it's like, oh my God, please, no, don't just pair them up just for the sake of it. But I'm actually happy they paired themselves, they got themselves up together. Obviously, the audience done it, but I'm happy with that. I'm comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. So, who's taking your fancy, Kyo?
Kathy's away.
Obviously,
we're putting on the spot.
No, we go for it.
I think Catherine's nice. Who's one of the big cheekbones?
Oh, alien head. I've got a name for this galley, you know, bruv.
Sorry, who's Catherine?
Catherine is the girl.
The black girl.
She's got gums, but
body, not gums. She's got big teeth.
She's got teeth, but her body is wow, yeah. It's
ticklicious.
Jesus.
Is that black girl called Tanya? Am I looking at the wrong thing?
Oh, that's last. That's the winter one. Oh, that's last. God. That's last season. Okay,
you're talking about Ella, aren't you, Kel?
Ella.
What's her name?
Who?
Ella.
The cheekbones girl you're talking about.
Oh,
right?
Ella. Yeah, that's it.
Ella. That's what you're talking about, Ella.
Okay.
You're talking about Ella.
Yeah. And then
What about Ruchi?
I don't see. She's got some legs though, but
is the body, bruv.
You reckon?
Yeah, no, it's a body, bruv.
Yeah, she doesn't really do it for me, but I can see why people like her.
Sorry.
Yeah.
They're saying that they reckon they lost 1 million+ viewers already, yeah? It's very much a carbon copy of all of the other years. Which I know for a long time you was trying to promote
BBW
Love Island. Like everyone is the carbon copy of everyone that's been on before.
No, to be honest, no, you know what? Usually, they get every man's got a six pack, every man's got muscles. This season's not like that. Like, there's skinny man, there's flabby man. Isn't it, Rich? Like,
well, yeah, to be fair, there's a couple of men with a couple of half packs, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're not all chiseled. Whereas previous seasons, they're all chiseled. All the guys are chiseled. All the girls are like, that Jess girl. She you know what I mean? She's got a bit of weight on her. She's not big on that, but she's, you know, she's got a bit of weight on her. So I think they are trying to change it in that respect.
Just all they need to do is do a separate look. I'm an advocate. I'm happy to not to go on it, but to help give guidance and select individuals to join the show.
You, yeah, join.
That's it. You know, special ITV 2X presents BBW.
Richard Maximus, hosted by Richard Maximus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I come there.
Are you going to do the commentary? Yeah.
I loved. Oh Jesus Christ! Get me involved.
How do they always get these black Irish women?
I know, and they're all Nigerian. There's better Nigerians in Ireland, isn't it?
Yeah, where'd they all come from?
Lagos. But anyway, like it's the first couple of episodes. Nothing's really happened. A couple of men, them like the same girl. The girls are not too sure what's going on. Like, I like you, but I don't like you. And the guy's like, yeah, I like you, but I don't like you. Like, yeah, Andre got a bit defensive. I like with that though. Michael's, nah, come here to Catherine, you get me? Because some white brothers trying to holler at Catherine, innit?
So really, they don't like
Southeast London, but really they don't speaks like us.
Anybody don't really like us. No one likes each other yet though, do they? Really?
No, they do.
No, yeah, like, so Tyreek and Ella know each other.
Yeah, but that's funny.
But look, Tyreek is a semi-professional footballer.
Yeah.
Every year we have a semi-pro footballer on there.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
But do you know what? I'm part of some WhatsApp group with the older man them from Foyer's Gate, and one of their brethren, that's their son, in there. So they're
Tyreek.
Yeah. So like, I messaged the group. I do it every year. I said, there's one person in that group that watches Love Island because he's married, isn't it? Yeah. You know the deal. So I add him, and everyone said, yeah, I'm watching it this year. Tyreek's his surname Hyde, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in there. I think his son's in there. It's like everyone's all on it. Everyone's on watching it this year. So, yeah. So that's a bit of support.
Well, let's hope he doesn't embarrass anybody. Boy.
Nah, I think the girl. Ella's a bit pissed because he slept with like over 100 girls or something. Like that. But he's like, bro, I'm single, man. I'm young. I'm single.
That's all I know.
Yeah, pull the shag.
All right, cool. Well, I think that was longer than 5 minutes. We'll deduct it off next week's.
No.
By the way, I think, yeah, my observation after these Love Island, it is a TV program. Therefore, I think you should go and film a TV thing. So,
bang on. Okay, that's fair enough. Fair enough.
Well, we could say that it was the first one of the film and TV.
Yeah, yeah.
So we started with Love Island.
Yeah.
Carbon. Well,
yeah. You have to say the film and TV just started, you know.
Before we move on, I swear I've watched Love Island before. Is there? I remember a season where there's a madman named Bear.
Yeah, Bear. Right? Yeah, back in the day.
He was sick, bruv. Like I kind of enjoyed Love Island back then.
He's in prison.
I know. I heard. But the thing is, yeah, with them kind of shows, I feel like you get attached to the one you watch, and then you watch it next season. For me, anyway, and it's not the same because it's like you knew all them people that just finished.
Yeah,
like Big Brother.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And that's the thing. But the thing is, it's about
giving
a show an opportunity. Sometimes you've got to watch bits of it to kind of like to at least try and catch someone else new. Like for example, if we watched the Love Island that me and Kel watched, the one that we had excellent commentary on, right?
which one was that again?
The Davide and Ek and Sue.
Yeah, liar.
That season was prime.
Prime.
Not even the drink, prime. It was prime.
Trust me.
Proper. Honestly, it was better than that, better than one of Bear in it. But yeah, you've got to give it a go.
Like last year, we gave it a go, it was whack, so we stopped halfway through. You know what I mean? Like, give it a chance. If there's characters in it that you're not really feeling and blah, blah, and you can see the direction it's going in, it's that par. But like, yeah, this one, I think it'll be interesting, this one.
I will watch it vicariously for you, man.
All right, cool.
No problem.
Because I will not be watching Love Island. It's the worst TV program ever.
Calm down, Charlie.
But was it worse than Equalizer? Anyway, let's move on.
100% Equalizer's got three seasons. Don't take the piss, bro.
He's got 10. What are you talking about? And it's 10 seasons,
yeah, but no, but this isn't the same with Equalizer. This is on the same level of Real Housewives of Atlanta, brother, and all that stuff.
Really?
Scripted drama, bro.
So what level is Equalizer on then?
Equalizer is a big program.
I said what level?
What programs do you like?
He's struggling.
It's better than that.
See, the struggle is real.
Equalizer's up there with Equalizer, bro.
Do you know Fast and Furious has an animated series?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why, you know how big that is? Why races, bro? I couldn't. I've watched all seasons. I recommend it.
And Vin Diesel's in it as well. Like, it's actually some of them.
I ain't gonna lie to you, Marl. I never knew.
No, I was watching a YouTube video the other day, and I was like, "Raw,
it's on Netflix, isn't it?"
Yeah.
But there's like 9 seasons.
Man, what was that you were singing?
It's the theme song for it, isn't it?
Oh,
they pulled out 9 seasons. You watch it. You love it.
Is it 9 seasons?
I believe it's 9.
I think it's about 6 or 7. Maybe it's 8 up to 9 yet.
Okay.
I'm putting my finger up to say. Can I say something?
Don't we have like a logo, a new emoji for that?
Yeah, I couldn't see that.
Yeah. Well, am I that black? I can't see my finger or something.
You're so ashy. Like, it looks invisible. Isn't it?
Listen, I just to touch note. I watched Fast and the Furious 9. It's on Netflix.
You're not there. Sorry, brother. Sorry.
Go on, Rich. Go on.
I watched Fast and the Furious 9, right? So John Cena and Vin Diesel are brothers, yeah.
Are they? Yeah. Serious?
But they're brothers, yeah. So I'm watching it. I saw John Cena driving the car off a cliff, and an airplane come and catch him and drove him away. I said, this is full of shit, bro.
This is why I don't watch it.
This is full of shit, bro.
I can't.
That's why it's the best. That's why it's the best, bro.
I thought you watched XFL,
nah. No.
Okay, yeah, I can't.
I watched it a time ago.
People on that Insta page have been attacking this film, you know, bro.
I totally understand. Cause I remember...
I love the split between people that hate it and that love it.
No, Giza, I've got no respect for it at all. Because the thing is, I thought John Cena in it, because my son put it on, and he goes, look, there's John Cena. And I thought, oh, do you know what? I might as well watch it. Then I was watching it, I was thinking, rah. What? Then it shows you their relationship and their brothers, and we're like, I thought, where's this come from? I said, no, this is too much. And then, you know what's funny? Ludacris and Tyrese go to space. What the hell is that? Nah. I was like, nah. This is...
Not even in a Tesla, you know, some dead out car, bro.
Well, they went in the was it? What's the Back to the Future car? What was the car?
DeLorean. No,
DeLorean.
Don't do that.
Sorry. They went in the DeLorean into space.
It looked similar to it, didn't it?
Yeah, I'll call it the DeLorean. Yeah, they went into DeLorean into space to knock out a satellite dish. I thought, what am I? This is absolute garbage, and I shall not review any Fast and Furious ever again.
You know how much training NASA have to do. NASA astronauts have to do to get to space, bro.
Trust
me. Put their seatbelts on and went out. Where?
I think you're missing out, bro. Fast and Furious, Fast X was sick.
Fast and Furious is like Marmite, isn't it? It's if you love it, you hate it.
I haven't watched F9 because I wanted to watch the others first.
Have you seen that meme with Michelle Rodriguez? Where she's cussing Marvel. It's like, come on, enough Marvel. Haven't we got enough movies? She's in 9, she's in 10 Fast and Furious movies, huh?
It's the same thing.
I think that's kind of...
Fast and Furious is another... It's another world, bro. It's another...
Yeah.
Maybe she was joking. Universe. I don't know, but she said it.
Yeah.
It's another...
We still need John Wick to appear in it as well.
Yeah. But yeah, Fast X is out there still in cinemas. We had two blockbusters that came out this past 2 weeks. One used to be animated and is now in... What's the word I'm looking for, Merv?
Live action.
And the other one was kind of used to live action, but it's more animated. But
it's just everything. Every medium.
Yeah. Every medium. So let's start with Little Mermaid, guys. All right, before we start, who's actually went and watched Little Mermaid?
Yeah. No, listen, Marley Marl, God bless you for the link, man.
Oh, brother.
That link saves lives, bro. That's what I'm saying.
That's from promoting privacy.
I'm going to be real. I went to cinema.
No sponsorship for us.
I went to cinema to watch it. I went to cinema to watch it. But there were a couple blinks in it. There were a couple blinks. So now I don't feel as bad because I've already paid to watch the film. So if I think I've missed bits, I will go back to Marlon's link and I will watch where I think I've missed.
Marlon's link, can we stop saying that?
Next week, you're just going to see an M in it.
Marlon couldn't do it.
We'll be in prison. I didn't do nothing, man.
Yeah, no, but The Little Mermaid, what are your thoughts on it?
Not to jump straight on the ethnicity of the whole thing, yeah.
However,
the boyfriend, I don't get it. He must be a mixed race or something. I don't get it. His mom's black in it, but he looks like his wife.
He's adopted.
Adopted.
Pay attention, girl.
Yeah, exactly. I think that was a pay attention.
That's what happens when you watch Pirates. You know what I mean? Really looks like
no pun intended. Yeah.
No, he was found. He was found on the shipwreck, innit?
Oh, okay. I was so confused. It was all right. I mean, I wasn't expecting anything more than that, to be honest. So I can't really. Yeah, I mean, all the songs that I wanted him to sing. Sebastian was the highlight of the show. He would make me bust up bare times. You know what I mean? It's the one liners and you know this.
I don't know about his accent, though.
No, obviously, the accent was weak. When I Googled, the guy's American, bro.
He's the one from Hamilton.
Yeah, Hamilton. What's his name again? David something.
The amount of Jamaican actors.
Yeah, that V-Tix, yeah.
There's so many Jamaican actors, you can't just get one of them to just do the voice. I don't get it.
On that I see. Yeah. And Americans do bad Jamaican accents anyway.
I know, they're terrible. It's terrible. But. No, I thought it was all right. I thought it was okay. But bruv, the villain, bruv. The way she got murked so easily, I was pissed. But she got murked so easily, bruv. She does so much giant.
That's how she dies in the original.
But make it different, though. Like,
no, but
they didn't make it different. They made Ariel kill her.
Huh?
I mean, they made Ariel kill her, innit? Fine.
Prince
Ariel's the one. How do you feel about that, Mars?
Me,
yeah, I know. Like the original, I don't have you seen the original?
No. Basically, what we're trying to say, what we're picking on you about is how,
I didn't get that one.
No, I'm not picking on him, I'm just trying to get him involved.
Don't try it, man. Because basically, Ariel kills instead of the guy that she's saying, because you know, you got
a smoke. I know, that's a big. Okay, I see you. Okay, you passed all that.
I love you, man. I love you.
Yeah, it's for love.
But I know, I mean, it was such an easy death. Was that? Okay.
Yeah, it did seem quick. And I think without all the spectacle of the animation, like, because obviously you can do a lot more in the frames, you can have. It's got all this flying everywhere. It was just kind of Eric and Ariel, big whirlpool of her, and just stabbed her. She looked scary though, bro. You know what I mean? Like, she looked proper menacing when she grew big, but it's like,
for 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's the point. But you know what? Yeah.
Like, my daughters, she was like, they were like, because I talked about loads of them, but they were like, oh, yeah. Oh my god, we really wish we went to go watch it in 3D. But that big one, Ursula got massive. We was like, no. It's good we didn't watch it in 3D because like she would have been next to us. I was like, that said, they had a whale of a time. They absolutely loved the film.
Yeah.
No, I was pleasantly surprised though, because I think because of all the backlash it was getting, and not even just because of the race thing, but just Disney live action anyway. Like, they haven't been the greatest in it, but this was actually one that was really good. I'd put it more or less near up there.
You know what? I'm going to kind of buy it. No, I'm going to buy it. So you're telling me that the original Ariel is white and she's all like innocent. She didn't kill anyone, right?
The animation.
And then they changed her to...
I don't know.
And then they changed Ariel to a black girl. Made her a... Is that what we're saying?
What is this? I don't understand.
He went, hold on. I'm not even
going to
email team. He said, I'm now bringing, hold on. They made the black girl a killer.
I'm all about equal, you know? Is that what they did? So Ariel was called a little white.
Murph's being really. I can see Murph.
Murph just clocked, though. He's just clocked. Murph just clocked.
I just realized what you're saying, though. And they also made Scuttle, Athena, just eat a fish in front of her fish friend. That was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
And Aquafina's not white either. So,
that's kind of brutish, no? Animalistic kind of.
I wasn't offended by it, that's for sure.
I just had to say. So.
No, I think it's a good film. I think it is worth a watch. I think I didn't really understand. I hope that now people have started to see it. There was no real reason for them to worry about the race card and all of that. Because there was, you watch the film, it actually didn't actually matter.
It
got bare daughters, they're all different races.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like all his daughters were different races.
Yeah.
And you just didn't miss Ariel being a white, like you just didn't think, I just need Ariel to be white in this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, didn't matter.
Tell that to the millions of people that needed her to be white in this.
No. And I think they've realized once the film has come out,
they think it's good in it, but they're like, I've got to represent. I've got to represent the still hate. They secretly like it. They're like, this ain't my hashtag, this ain't my Ariel.
Yeah,
that's all I've been saying.
Yeah,
that's it. I think I'm not sure who posted it, but it's like, not my Ariel, not this black one, or something like that. Easy.
That's what I mean. That's for me, I think, like, allow it, man. It's not that big a deal, bro. One person said
Black Superman comes out. Jeez.
One person even said, that when Melissa McCarthy was singing as Ursula, she sounded better than Halle Bailey as Ariel. Yeah. And then the person rebutted by saying, no, but it's Halle singing both times. Yeah. It's Halle's voice.
Yeah.
Like, Melissa can't sing. It's her voice on both times. But because they see it coming from a white character, they were like, no, it's better. I'm like, no, it's the same person singing. It's her voice. So it's not about perceptions and people's kind of words. But for me, I think it's a good film. I feel like it's a good... I haven't watched Beauty and the Beast, the live-action version. But I may go watch it. I haven't watched it.
What live-action version?
What live-action?
The one with... what's her name?
The one from Harry Potter.
Emma Watson.
Yeah, I've watched it. Yeah.
Cinderella's good, though, man. I don't know if you've seen Cinderella. That's a good...
Cinderella, is that?
Yeah, that's with Catherine, Kate Blanchett and Lily James.
I think I've seen it.
That one's good. That one's actually good.
What am I thinking about, Brandy? Is that that's the
Wizard? Oh, that's the 90s. That was the older one. She was Cinderella.
Oh, she was.
Yeah.
I remember that. All right, so we recommend, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Which leads to the next blockbuster. All right. Some would say, what a film. Disappointed by the ending.
I haven't seen it, man. So.
What? You watched it yet, bro?
No.
Bro, even the mermaid. Stage
exit left.
That's because, I want to watch that in the cinema, innit?
This is your link.
it's a good link.
You can't use a link for everything, man.
You can't use
Marlon's link all the time.
It's not Marlon's link, but I used it.
Bro, I went to watch it, and again, if I had a blink, I came back and watched it, because little man said to me, Dad, you know you first see in the film, innit?
I can't lie, for the see twice.
I said
twice.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign.
No. We're 40 and it was a long film. It's mad long, though. Film, bro. Get me?
Is that 2 hours 50?
It wasn't boring. Let me just say, it wasn't boring.
I just realized I fell asleep as well. I might have fallen asleep for like half an hour, but I just carried on watching it for when
I was. But that's what I did in the cinema. And then I just went back and I came back. He said, Dad, you fell asleep. I said, did I? But then I actually realized I only sleep for about 5 minutes, if that. Do you know what I mean? It was like a couple minutes. It wasn't even that. No, but I didn't miss anything, if that made sense. I didn't miss a bit. It was the chase. I didn't miss anything.
Yeah. But
You mentioned...
When you watch a film, man, you just feel like proud, isn't it? You feel proud of a film. Like, they just smashed it, bro. Like, every frame of that film is just delicious.
It was, you know, I was a little bit confused, though, not gonna lie.
Why?
At the beginning, I said, are they really not making this film about Miles? Are they really going to be able to make it about my girl?
Oh, good. That's what a lot of people have been saying, you know.
But I was so confused. Like, I was like, come on, man, it's his film.
But you know what? I guess they had to really sort of focus on her a bit as well, because obviously the way it ended and what they're about to do.
Yeah.
So I think that was a lot of foreshadowing. But to me, yeah, it kind of opened with her and it kind of ended with her. But I don't feel like it was... I still feel very much like it was a Miles Morales film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he carried it the whole way. And I don't think Gwen... You know, like, you get some of these side characters that's just like, no, it's my show. Like, no, I felt like they were even, like, there was a good balance of Gwen, especially with all the other Spider-Men in it too.
Well, that the Spider people, all of them, when they came out in full effect, I said, "Whoa, what's going on here?" Like, the thing is, I can't even describe because I don't remember their names. Like, who was the one? Who's the one?
The pregnant one, the one Easter's character. Yeah,
I rated her.
Yeah,
I rated her. I really liked her. The British one, like the
Spider Punk.
I rated him. Yeah, like, you know, there's some of them that I said, yeah.
I didn't even realise Spider-Punk was black until he took his mask off, you know. I was like, oh.
I liked him.
He started talking. I was like, yeah. Like, yeah.
This one that always, he kept talking, he kept speaking his thoughts, like, I'm going to...
Ben Reilly. Scarlet Spider, yeah. You know what? Scarlet Spider's probably like one of... Don't remember, like, when they made Scarlet Spider, there's a lot of, like, uproar. They say my Peter Parker as well, like, but yeah, I think he was like a clone of Peter Parker, innit? His name was Ben Reilly. But I just don't think he's one of these really like Spider-Man. I think you probably have a certain amount of people that really love Scarlet Spider. That's why I think they're just taking the mick out of him.
Okay, yeah.
Because I got to go in the alley.
I'm in the alley.
No, I think I fully enjoyed this. Without doing spoilers and that, I think I fully enjoyed it. I think it kept you gripped, paused. Like, it was like, I think you got involved in it. Do you know what I mean? If that makes sense. It was like a good show. For me, I enjoyed the whole thing. Like, I think it left you with a bit, not a cliffhanger, but it left you with a kind of like, all right, cool. Like, we're ready for the next one, which should be coming out next year, July, I believe.
Mm. Like, yeah.
Say again,
I think I'm opposite on the ending. For me, I'm opposite to how you're thinking.
Did you think it should have just ended?
Like, no, that's a piss take. They made it like it's a weekly show, and we're gonna like get to watch what happens next week.
I loved that.
No, don't look for a movie that you got to wait a year for.
Batman.
And next week, I'm not, you know, like, it was a bit deep.
That's how you felt.
Don't get me wrong, it's not bad. I want to see what happens. It's not bad. It just, I'm pissed off that it ended like that.
That leaves you kind of wanting more. And that's where Edge was. Edge was like, no, how dare they end it like that?
He was like that. They could have had a little, like, just, I thought, okay, next scene, and then it might, but it just ended like that. I was like, really?
He was fuming.
I even waited for, like, end credits, like, something.
But there was none. There was no post-credits, apart from just the announcement of the title of the next film.
Yeah, that ending, nah. But the twist, though, before the ending, that's massive. I did enjoy that. It's hard to talk about this when we can't do spoilers, but we just spoiled the whole mermaid thing, but I guess it's an old film.
That's a bit weak old, isn't it?
Spot,
I didn't, like I said, for me, I didn't, when he was talking about, like, I would be the best villain, like, I didn't see it. But it's a villain that works.
Yeah.
I think it's a villain that works.
No, he smashed it. I liked, what's his name as well? Spider-Man 2099.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably like some serious Spider-Man, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't, like I said, for me, even them going to like Asia,
and
them doing the whole Asian Spider-Man thing, and like all of them being like linked and their story. I'm always clever. I didn't like, and I can't remember, I don't remember the person's name who I didn't like. Who was the main Spider-Man that was trying to run after Miles Morales?
Like Mellotron or something like that. I don't know.
Who?
I don't know. I know he had them spikes coming out of his suit as well.
Like the main
Spider-Punk.
The big guy.
Not Spider-Punk, the main character.
2099, the one with the leader.
Yeah, the leader is a bit weird.
Yeah, that's Spider-Man 2099.
I didn't like him. I didn't like him because you know what it was? It made me question in the film, have I missed something? Why is he so angry?
Because
I understood
what?
It. Yeah. I understood
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, bro, I feel like you're taking this too far. Like, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I understood it.
I did.
The whole argument was it was all a mistake. Yeah.
Careful.
Yeah, exactly. Careful. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So the whole argument was it was a mistake. So then why should that thing have to happen? Because I can't just say how I want to say this, man, but I think you understand
right.
what I'm saying.
Yeah, without spoilers, it's rules of the multiverse, isn't it? You don't mess with the multiverse or anything like that.
Okay.
Even if it's not your fault, it's like you still have to just. It's your fault, innit? Whether you meant it or not, you're the reason why this is happening. So you don't. Like, I think the whole message for them is like, we have to keep the multiverse intact, keep balance and all that stuff.
Okay, it's hard. I can't say what I want to say because
we'll talk about afterwards.
Yeah,
we'll
talk about afterwards. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
I like how they even dropped bombs and started talking about Doctor Strange.
Yeah,
like they properly linked it into.
Yeah, that's like the trailer, isn't it?
I liked it.
Yeah.
Liked it.
Yeah. Richard, watch it now.
Well, right, that's Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. That comes out and that was started. That came out in the cinema on the 2nd of June. So obviously it's still out in all your local cinemas. Go out and support the cause.
Oh, one thing as well, though. Did any of you have a problem with the sound in there? So it's particularly at the beginning as well when he's doing that intro, that opening. When?
No, it might
have been. I was struggling to hear it.
Nah,
the reason I said it because actually that was the whole world was struggling to hear it.
Oh, is
like,
it?
I've seen bare videos like and stuff, but people just saying like there was an audio issue there.
I wasn't sure about it. My only concern was with the cinema. It was so packed, I actually had to sit in the front row. I can't do the front row, bro. Like, you know, like why am I sitting in the front row with cinema? Like, I was like this. Obviously, I've got recliner seats because it's the audio and lux and that, but it wasn't a nice experience. I would have preferred to be a bit back.
Yeah, I can't lie to you. If I have a chance to watch it again, I will. And I'm watching it at like 10 in the night, bruv. Pure kids, you know, just talking casually.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
Yeah, yeah, because in Spider-Man, like, shut your child up.
Both times, Spider-Man and Little Mermaid, I looked around, there were just bare little kids. I was like, come on, man. Ain't it like an adults only screening?
And granted, I did watch it like 12 in the afternoon on Saturdays. It's
not the
wrong
point.
Time.
It's not the point. Okay. It's not the point.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Yeah, yeah.
Nate, I remember you saying you don't really like animations and all that. How did you feel watching these?
Yeah, this is.
I know you're the first one as well, right?
This is a whole buffet of animation.
Different. It's more. I feel it's more realistic to me. I did ask the question.
Yeah, this one I felt is a little bit different from normal animation. Like I don't know, it seemed a little bit more different from normal animation. Yeah, but that was one of my reservations when I went into the film. Was like, this is an animated film, yeah? But I don't know, because Miles Morales, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the voice, maybe the way he looks. Like, I feel like you can identify with him a little bit more. I don't know, it just feels different.
Feel yeah,
it feels fresh.
A lot of people are saying that this is not only just their best Spider-Man, but one of the best films of all time as well. That's the level of this region. And actually, it's... I think it's either number one or two. No, number either two or three for best animated opening box office. I think it's like 120 million so far in box office.
Yeah.
So when they say best film of all time, what do you mean?
Like it's just not even just like a really good Spider-Man film or a good superhero. It's just an amazing film. Like, I mean, we're not even looking at this as a comic book movie. We're just looking at this as a well-structured film, isn't it?
Like even the way they slipped in like real live action, animations, kind of it's good.
They did well. I feel like I said, for me, I think they did well. If you haven't watched it, do go. We'll definitely watch it in the cinema, man. I think it's worth it. Mm. support.
And
course.
it is on alternate platforms.
It's a decent copy. No sponsorship. Marlon's online.
If you want a link,
type Marlon's link. Marlon's link forward slash Fully Geek Pod. We will put the hyperlink there.
His IP address.
Well, it says share. So
it does say share. It does say share.
If you want the link, let us know in the comments. I'm a rat.
And they share viruses too.
No, they don't. They don't share viruses.
Especially not on our way.
I feel good. I've been watching it work, to be fair.
Stream it to your laptop. Easy, simple. Press a button. Boom. It's on your Apple.
I have it on my tablet. Everything.
On my TV.
Jeez.
I was getting my hair done the other day. I was watching stuff while I was in the thing.
The promos.
Trying to say you've not used it. Is that what you're saying, Mo?
No.
So, Rich, what did you say? Getting my hair done.
You said you're getting your hair dyed.
No, done.
No one heard dyed. No one heard dyed.
I did. That's why I said dyed.
Full done. Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. I know those are the two blockbusters that came out. And I know a lot of series have finished. Is there anything else that have you up to date with that you've been watching that we should be looking out for?
Did you guys watch that Oats show I was talking about last week?
Oh yeah.
Yes, fucking clownfish.
I still ain't got onto it yet.
Do you
need to watch it?
Do you know what happened, Marlon?
No, you can't tell me there's not one episode you didn't enjoy.
I enjoyed the first three, four episodes.
The way Nate said clownfish.
No. I said clownfish because what happened was when I pressed play, somebody had watched it on my Netflix. So they had watched the first two episodes. So when I pressed play, it automatically went to episode three. Which was the episode we discussed.
Yes.
Which was the was it body parts one?
The cooking thing. The cooking channel.
I was thinking, oh my God. But then it was afterwards I realized that it were two episodes before. So I shouldn't have started with just that. Obviously you can watch it in any order, it doesn't matter. But it would have geared me up a little bit. When that was the first episode I watched, I said, whoa, what is the hell is going on here?
I didn't finish that episode. I was like, nah, they're watching me. They're seeing if I'm gonna watch this whole thing.
Fair enough. I watched all of them.
It's the only one I didn't watch all of. But...
I always feel somebody's watching me. Sometimes it's just a dream.
You're right, Murph.
Rich, you're making the beats, bro. The album's coming out soon, bro. Fully Geek Pod presents.
I'm getting ready for our soundtrack.
But the amount of times Murph sings, but it goes unnoticed, you know. He sings constantly on every single podcast. He sings, you know, but it goes under the radar. When I listen back, I'm busting up.
Yeah.
I'm always busting up like, this guy. Bit ad libs in the background, you know.
Vocals, bro.
Trust me.
Perfect. Just
noted. But Mark, he killed it last week, though. He killed it last week, Mark. the Elvis impression. Oh. He killed it.
I'm lying. I've got one episode left of the program I was watching, the one on Sky.
It's not a good start, bro.
I spoke about it last week. The one where she was on the run and she can see where people have, like, how if people are telling the truth or not. Poker Face.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
One episode, I think I've almost finished it. Each episode is different, that you can watch them in any order. And again, similar to Fast X, which I call an ensemble film.
Yeah.
This is an ensemble show, bruv. There is stars in every different
episode. I need to watch it. I like that.
Every different episode. It's like a different story. They are only related because she's in each of them, but they're not really related, the stories.
Mm.
It's all right. It's worth a watch. And I'm almost finished. I think I've got 10 minutes left of the BMF documentary, which I started watching before, the one that Rich used to talk about, and I didn't finish it. So I'm back to finish watching it. And I've then got the audiobook as well. I'm listening to the BMF audiobook at the moment as well.
No, you're taking it deep, bruv. I'm not going to lie to you.
No, do you know what? It's so interesting because when you listen to it or you watch the BMF documentary, you realise that where we're watching the BMF, the TV show, we are in the first 5 minutes of the 2 hours. Like, genuinely, we are in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, there is so much more to happen to them.
Is there a Lamar, though?
There was a character similar to Lamar.
Yeah, there is.
Like, who's beefing them, innit? But it's not necessarily, his name's not Lamar or whatever.
Yeah.
But there is a character.
On YouTube, Vlad TV, bruv, he interviews the guy, bruv.
Oh, yeah, what were you saying?
Yeah.
But anything else that we're looking at?
You know, I had to watch the whole of Harry Potter, innit?
What's wrong with you?
No, no, it's too much, bruv. Right, it is on Netflix. It was on, do you know what? It was on Netflix, and I tried to educate the kids back in the day about Harry Potter, but the mind wasn't ready.
Well, like, obviously one Harry Potter film.
Look, the mind was ready this time, and they just like fully were overwhelmed with Harry Potter. Fully overwhelmed. Like, and you know what? It's because they watched it, they kind of watched it more or less back to back, each film a day. They were like, they see the growth. I think because they see the growth of Harry Potter when he's like, he was like 10 years old in the film. And then he just grew up to be some 17, 18 year old, and the evolution of Voldemort, you know, like if no one can say his name, you know, like how Thanos, you heard about someone and someone's always there, but you can't say his name because everyone's shook. And then you see little things about him. The Weman comes out with his whole crew to take everyone out. They loved it, boy.
I don't know. You know, I've tried to watch Harry Potter. I've tried to like it, but it's just not for me. I'm not convinced by little toothpick ones, bro. You get me? Like, what the hell, man?
I tried. I just couldn't get into it.
Throw a couple of dragons and swords in there, like, it might win me over, innit?
I have watched all the Harry Potters, but I haven't watched them more than once.
Yeah. I've fallen asleep with all of them as well.
I'm a man that will go back and watch anything that I like. Like, and I watch like I've never seen it before in my life. I think Bad Boys was on the other day, watched it for the whole time. Bad Boys 2's coming on this weekend, I'll watch it again like I've never seen it before.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
Would you watch Lord of the Rings again?
Brother, yes. You know, I watch Lord of the Rings every year.
But I will not watch Rings of Power again.
I already knew not to watch that.
I watched the second season, but I won't watch the first. Like, it's like, yeah, I don't care if I don't know what's going on. No, I don't even know if I watched the season.
We'll watch the season.
Lord of the Rings, you have to watch it again, but it's one of the ones that you watch it early in the day, bruv.
I don't know. I like watching movies at night for some reason. Don't matter what the movie is.
It's a bit long though, isn't it?
It is a bit long. But start at 7 then, isn't it?
Yeah, especially with the extended version, boy.
Oh, I love the extended version.
Love it.
Extended version.
Yeah, there's extended version on each of them, bro.
On each of them. I've got the DVD. Bruv, you know, I bought two copies of DVDs. I lent one to one person, they didn't get back to me. I lent one to my ex-head teacher. She's still got it. I will be going back to go and get it. it wasn't a gift. I lent it to you.
Was Glamaste, yeah? On the weekend?
Some of them were there. But not the main lot.
Like Dwayne was there, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, which was Dwayne?
I'll show you after.
Yeah.
Glamaste, what are we talking about?
Sorry.
Didn't know it was recording.
Bad man. See that? I love that for Merv.
No, because he said his former headmistress. So I went, Lammas, because you used to work at Lammas School. I said, were they at his surprise birthday party? Yeah. God, I didn't see any of them, but he said they were. So.
Okay, I know we were talking about X Files a little while ago. You didn't jump on.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't jump on.
Bruv, you know what? Just watch one. Yeah, just the music.
No, I know.
The music alone
over,
bring you back
over
to school. Like, it'll just
feeling. I know.
Every time it comes on, like, should I just skip it?
Listen, X-Files, yeah. X-Files, a special place in my heart. Like, you know, like when you watch a certain program, you get all, like...
Yes, Lost.
like you watch a program that you used to watch back in the day that you loved, and you get all
nostalgia.
That's X-Files for me.
Even now, I want to hear the music.
I watched X-Files back in the day, and I don't think I really understood it, but I watched it.
Nah,
it doesn't make sense. Does that make sense?
I don't think it's a show for you, though.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I watched it, but it wasn't. I was like, it's aliens, it's supernatural. It's like, it's not my thing, man.
That's what you can watch anything on TV. You know? You don't have to be worried about the other 50 programs you're watching at the same time.
Yeah, it was only thing. It was only thing that happened. Sorry, I did also watch. Sorry, I was watching things last week because half term. I finished watching Grownish, but you know, don't care about that. But I finished watching that. Waiting for the next series. I watched that film Rye Lane. Did any of you watch that? Mm-hmm. About the black couple that met each other in Peckham.
No.
No, Rye Lane. Yeah, of course, I told you about that.
Yeah, I remember you. I knew someone said it. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
It's actually all right, Rich. It's actually all right.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny.
It's actually all right. Like, I thought it was going to be dead, but I enjoyed it. It's a good film.
It's a big film. They're both just kind of in dead-end relationships, in it, and it is kind of...
It's like guy from Industry, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. Just console each other. But yeah, it's big.
It's a nice watch.
It's a good English film.
Yeah, it's a nice watch. What's it called? Comes out, I think, tomorrow. It might come out today. Avatar 2, Way of the Water. It's on Disney Plus.
Oh, I thought it was that already.
Might have been today then.
Oh, and speaking of which, Transformers is out on the 8th.
In disguise.
8th of June, this weekend.
Yeah, I will be watching that. I can't wait, you know.
Bro, I feel like they're taking a piece that much, you know. Transformers, what? And then the following week is Flash.
This whole month so far, I'm saying movies.
I know you're watching the link.
I got you.
Yeah, like, Transformers, then Flash. Next week, yeah.
I'm going to talk about it now because apparently, like Merv said, I mean, Rich said we're going to watch it, but he hasn't given us a date yet. So.
Oh, so me?
The 7th.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
No, so offline discussion.
No worries. I started trying to watch the film on Netflix with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I turned it off.
Oh, FUBAR. I've got that on my list.
I turned that off.
Him and his daughter are secret FBI agents, yeah?
Yeah, I turned it off.
I think I'm done.
But I did watch a film with Arnold Schwarzenegger on...
Are you wrong?
Saturday. I think it was an old film, though. It's got the guy from Jackass in it.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
Oh. I actually enjoyed it. Like, we sat down and watched all of it. And normally, I'd leave the missus to sit there and watch it herself, and I'd just go upstairs.
But Johnny Knoxville in it, isn't it?
Got Johnny Knoxville in. It's got... it's a good film. Like, it's a good little film.
I've seen it. I saw it in the cinema.
Stand, I think it was. The Last Stand.
Why did I see that?
Yeah, 2013. It came out years ago, but it was a good film. It was on kind of four. It's got, what's his name in it?
2013? No way.
2013, bro. It's got Forest Whitaker in it. And obviously, Forest Whitaker's being Forest Whitaker. He's always like the police officer with the eye. Like, but it was good. It was a good film. Like, I enjoyed it.
His eye is permanent, bro.
What exactly? Say, bro. Why you gonna do that? Why you gonna do that, bro?
With the eye. That's his eye, bro.
Man, that's his eye, bro.
In the show, quickly. I don't know.
I'm lucky, like, puts that on for the film.
You get me? Let me. Get some specky, though. You know?
I said it was with the eye.
All right, guys, that's episode, I don't know what episode, 193?
91.
Sounds about right.
93, bro. You get 91, bro.
All right, guys, rate, comment, subscribe. If you want to see more episodes.
Big up Forrest, sorry.
Big up Forrest, man. But if you want us to change the name to 40 or whatever it was, let us know in the comments below. And people, peace.
Peace.